Flirting with Love, directed by Adam Rapp, audio described by Therese Birch. Starring Michael Godere as Dominic, Ivan Martin as Raphael, and Marissa Tomei as Gigi. Dominic and Raphael are behind a bar making cocktails.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, you know, I gotta get to Brooklyn. I gotta get to work, open the bar. I gotta work on this audition for the morning.
Oh, what are you going in on?
Now, is this scene before or after you saw your own leg off?
I've seen slaves breaking their backs in the fields. Have you?
He had a live chicken with him, none of which is in the script. I mean, it was amazing.
Pardon me. I'm very sorry. No, we should head out. We gotta be there at 4. That's enough for both of you. And you, wait, that's enough.
I need you up there, kid.
Moment is, that's enough.
Okay. Take money.
All right, I'll be up. I'll be right up.
You're either prepping an audition or doing an audition or resting from an audition. You can never commit because you never know. You might get a job, but you never do get a job. Sorry, but you don't.
Dominic walks a boxer dog.
Okay, who needs what?
These three here. We need 2 Rapostos, 1 Fellini. I don't know what he wants, and that freak down there, I'm not serving.
Oh, shit, is that Raphael? I was a PA on that Woody Allen movie you did.
You better be right with you. Just kidding.
I know you had a small part, but you were great. I thought you were going to be huge. What happened?
Sam Waterston gives a lecture.
When I headed for that door, I realized if I went out, I would never come back. I didn't want to never come back, but I couldn't come back out onto the stage, so there wasn't anything left, so I went up the ladder.
You're the king. I'm the king. You're Joe Strummer.
You're the
Sonic Reducer. I'm the Sonic Reducer.
I think I'd like to, if you don't mind, I want to sit for the second scene.
Sure, no, that was what you did, really good. Really good. Very good, thanks.
I don't know what else to tell you. You're an age void.
Would you like a Peroni?
I want you to change your attitude, Chief. I want you to ask me again, this time with a smile.
Dominic lunges across the bar at the customer.
Look at me, dude, I can't do this anymore, I'm gonna fucking kill someone.
Film title, Red and White on Black, Flirting with Love. Dominic and Raphael sit on a bench in a park.
In an age void.
What?
They don't know what to do with me, that's the problem.
Well, look, it's Lincoln Center, it's a cultural superstore. It's white boy business, I mean, you getting that part is a long shot, come on.
Well, what's the point then, Raph? Please tell me. I mean, it's the same 5 directors, the same 10 writers, the same 20 actors. They do everything. It's not good for the theater. It's fucking boring.
Look, it's a tight circle. We're not part of it. You know, the days of Joe Papp, Off the Street, The Living Theater, that's done.
Who's off the street? I'm trained, well trained.
I know you're trained.
I went to conservatory.
Yeah, but you didn't go to Juilliard, and that's what this is about, right? What big shows you were in, who saw you do it, my dad is Edward Albee, all that kind of stuff.
Edward Albee doesn't have kids.
I know.
He's gay.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have kids.
But he doesn't.
Hey, Dom, who's this, your pimp?
Hey, hi. How you doing? What a sight.
Hey, you look fantastic. Look who it is, Kaplan.
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
Hey, don't mind us. We were running a scene right now.
I can't believe I'm running into you maniacs. You guys have been in my mind all week.
Was it in a naughty way?
Take it easy.
It's always a little naughty with you, Raphael.
Tell us the less naughty parts for now.
All right, that was an amazing night at your bar last month.
Oh, we've had so many amazing nights at the bar with you, Kaplan.
No, we were talking movies with your writer friend, Jonathan.
Oh, you had those leather pants on.
We love those pants.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jonathan talking about doing some low-budget Raymond Chandler detective story thing?
No.
That was our idea.
Yeah.
Who was mentioning The Sweet Smell of Success?
Match me, Sydney.
Match me.
Yeah, I love that movie. Hey, what's Jonathan up to? I love his show. Look, can you get me in touch? I promised my boss I'd find something interesting for him to produce for under 300 grand. He's looking to shuffle some money around on a tax credit thing.
No, I don't know what Jonathan's up to,
yeah.
Is it? But, you know, we wrote that script. It's written. It's done.
What script?
The Raymond Chandler thing.
We're burning down the cultural superstore, Rasta.
Oh, wow. Look at you guys. It's great. Hey, did you write parts for yourselves?
Of course,
yeah. We're the leads. You know, we played brothers.
Okay, well, what's it about?
Well, don't be shy, Dominic. Tell Kaplan what it's about.
It's, well, basically, well, we play brothers.
Yeah, I got that.
And, you know, we own a detective agency, and it's a noir.
Absolutely.
You know, basically, well, it's an elevated genre film.
Yeah.
You know, at least that's how Aunt Carrie described it.
Aunt Carrie read it.
Yeah, she loved it.
How the hell did you get Aunt Carrie to read it? No offense.
None taken.
We know some people.
Yeah, we're tapped in.
Well, what'd she say?
She said, what did she say, Raph?
She said it was raw.
Yeah,
R-A-W.
Oh, yeah. She said it was really raw and original, and that she'd love to get her hands on it.
It's called The Blackmailers Don't Shoot, or maybe The Black Mask.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, what the fuck? I mean, is it a low budget? You guys think you can make for under 300K?
Oh, yeah. Super low. Really low. Less than that.
This sounds perfect. I mean, my boss is looking for something new. I get to produce this project. Anyway, send me the script. Let's do this.
No, wait. Hold on a minute. You know, we're doing rewrites. We're swamped. We can't, you know, we can't.
This money goes away in 2 weeks. We don't have to jump through any hoops with them. I just need to see the script.
Okay. I'm going to be honest
with
you.
I get you guys. I always have. I can give you 10 days. That's it. But we're meeting with other writers, so get it to me.
How are you going to get out of this? You don't even know Aunt Carrie.
I auditioned for her once.
You can't write a script in 10 days.
Yes, but we can. We, together. Mom, we've been talking about doing this for years. I have an idea. What do writers do? They go to the country. We'll go to the country. To my sister's house. We'll have it all to ourselves. Peace, quiet, no distractions. Let's just get there, get down, and do it.
In an open-top car, they drive out of the city onto rural roads. Raphael is at the wheel.
Let's have a frenzy before we sneeze. Shoot a billion rockets into the breeze. Picking lemons off the apple trees. You and I, we can do anything we please.
Dominic touches Raphael's hair. He brushes him off. Dominic leans against the car while Raphael urinates in long grass. As Raphael runs back to the car, Dominic drives forward a little. Raphael jumps in. They turn right at a junction in a cloud of dust. They speed away. They approach a large white house. They stop and jump out.
Yeah. Oh. Photosynthesis, baby.
Raphael raises his arms.
Oh, I forgot how peaceful it is in the country.
Nature will flip you, Dominic. Flip you for real. Remember that.
Dominic goes back to the car.
Yeah!
He takes luggage off the back seat while Raphael remains standing with his arms raised.
Police activity, people, stay back. Dominic. Grab the bags.
Oh, yeah.
Raphael runs towards the house while Dominic carries the bags.
That's very cute. Very cute.
To Gigi's Country Manor.
They drink shots.
Starting tomorrow, I think we should cleanse it out.
No booze.
I saw this documentary on Ingmar Bergman at the Film Forum.
Love the Film Forum.
He said the demons want you to stay in bed with cold feet. So the first thing he does is he gets up in the morning and he takes a walk. And then he writes.
They're at the kitchen table drinking.
You want some gross character of a woman? That means power makes one masculine and masculine women are ugly? Well, shame on you, you macho shithead.
All right, fuck this.
Eureka! Yes, that's it. It's a simple missing persons case. Gets more involved when we find the girl.
Recognize.
It's a character piece masked as a noir.
Wonderful.
Maybe a Dubonnet with a twist.
Secret. A corruption that echoes the world in which they live.
Yes, a dark shame.
They're still drinking in the kitchen.
It could be a double cross.
Could be a double cross.
Genius.
Yeah!
In the sitting room, they dance together extravagantly. At dawn, they walk across a ploughed field. Raphael's wearing a long striped gown with a hood up. They walk along parallel furrows. Raphael puts his hands in the pockets of his gown.
Maybe she joins a group, a cult, like the Source family.
You know, a cult could be fun. It's a period piece. Maybe we make it a mashup. Set in Los Angeles over a 24-hour sequence. Sung dialogue, dancing, but heavy. Like the Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
I love that movie. Okay, so dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And a noir.
Yep.
That's good, right? We haven't seen that. That's good. Okay, so she... Who's that?
A girl is outside gardening.
That's what I want to know.
The two men go into the garden where the girl is bending over a bench tending potted plants. She's wearing a swimsuit and rolled up baggy jeans. They watch her from behind. Raphael turns off her portable radio.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
You must be Dominic.
How do you know who I am?
I've seen pictures of you.
You, where?
In Gigi's store. I used to work there. I'm Ava.
Oh, yeah. How is it we've never met?
I guess we've just been missing each other.
You don't look like an Ava.
What does an Ava look like?
You change your name? Let me see your ID. You got your passport?
Some outfit you have on. Is your name Lawrence by any chance?
Of Arabia?
Yeah.
Close, Raphael of Brooklyn. You want to borrow this? You know, I got this one in Marrakesh.
Okay, here's the, Raphael of Brooklyn and I, see, we really need to be alone. So, what you doing here?
Planting flowers. I'm doing Gigi a favor. My friend Carl is going to do a shoot here in a couple weeks.
Okay, Gigi, she didn't tell me anything about this. Gigi, she didn't
Don't
tell
worry
me
about it.
About
We're the king of this castle.
Something wrong?
Here's the thing, Ava. We're up here to write.
We've been contracted to write a screenplay.
We have 9 days to finish.
I'll be very quiet. Like a mouse.
Like a mouse? I heard her.
No. I'm staying out in the trailer.
Well, why are you doing that?
Why not?
Okay, see, I just want to set the right tone.
The tone is set.
She returns to the bench.
Now look. That girl is very hot.
I can see that.
Just stay calm. I can't control the bitches worldwide.
Yeah, okay, this is gonna be a problem. It's probably Carl Lagerfeld. What?
What?
Why are we whispering?
What?
What?
Her friend is gonna shoot here in a couple of weeks. It's probably Carl Lagerfeld, the famous designer.
Yes, I know who he is, bitch.
Dominic drinks a beer. Ava marches into the kitchen, opens the fridge and takes out another beer. She leans against the fridge next to Dominic.
What are you guys whispering about?
Ingmar Bergman.
She walks out.
I told you. We don't trust something about her, correct?
We don't trust something about anyone. We're detectives.
Why hasn't she gone to the police?
She wants to keep it out of the paper.
Wants to use discretion. Doesn't want anything to go on record.
She's got an aversion to celebrity culture.
Are you guys going somewhere?
Yeah.
No. Why?
You're sitting in your car. I was hoping you could give me a lift to the store.
Absolutely. We can. Why not?
Okay, I'm gonna walk then. Do you guys need anything?
No, thank you. We're cool.
Do you want some Red Bull?
Are you kidding?
For the ready.
No, we're keeping it clean.
No. Bye.
Ava, can you get me some bittersweet chocolate, some vanilla ice cream, some cookies, and maybe some beef jerky?
Don't go crazy. Just get one or the other.
Worry about yourself. Damn. Ava, just make it vanilla Swiss almond.
Okay.
And some condoms. I think you should fuck her.
I'm absolutely not gonna fuck her.
You know, open your wide
I'm
up.
I'm here to write.
To
I'm writing. Are you drinking a Red Bull?
It's Prosecco.
That's Red Bull. Why would you drink that? It's toxic.
You wanna work all night? You wanna be a big time writer?
Sir, come on. What are you getting all
Try something
for
before you
it.
Dismiss it. Put down the hand sanitizer and get a little messy. Gonna feel like a tarantula.
Dominic goes to the fridge, takes out a can, opens it, knocks it back, then spits it out on the floor.
The fuck was that?
Dominic picks up a garden gnome ornament and goes to the French window. Outside, a drunken woman stumbles out of her car and lurches towards the house.
You.
Dominic brandishes the gnome.
Oh, Gigi! Oh my God, are you, what are you doing? Are you okay? Are you all right? Gigi, what are you, have you been drinking? Have you, you're wasted.
She falls over. Raphael lifts her off her feet in a bear hug. Dominic looks exasperated.
What are you doing for fun these days?
I don't know, stranger. What have you been doing for fun these days? I think we owe each other about three happy New Years. She drove here drunk.
Oh, give it a rest. I didn't drive anywhere. I stopped for a second or something.
Can't you see she needs taken care of, Dominic?
Oh, you, that, you are in tune. You simply tune in. You always have.
Ava runs out and hugs Gigi. They fall to the ground. Ava strips off in the bathroom.
Little darling!
Bring her more water, please. The last thing I want... Okay, wow.
Splish, splash, I feel fantastic. Dom, you want to get in there, make it a family affair? I'm so happy we're all here. It's wide open.
You guys have known each other a while, right?
Yeah.
Raphael was her boyfriend, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Whatever they were, and that was way back.
Hey.
Yes, it's true. Raph was my boyfriend, sort of.
Yeah, speaking of, where's Wayne?
Don't mention Wayne. No. Don't mention Wayne.
Why not? Why? What happened now?
He has some nerve. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
Raph and I have a lot of work to do tonight, so we might have to start...
Not a bubble bath without some bubbly.
Yes! Yeah.
Please, man. Think.
Fine. You know what? Why are you people ruining my life?
Because I love it when a man brings me champagne.
The honey is flowing in all directions!
He pours it over the girls in the bath, a wheelbarrow in the sunny garden, a deer ornament, the convertible car. Dominic pours a shot over Raphael, who's asleep on the couch.
Yeah, get up. Let's go. We're leaving.
Dominic carries a bag into the kitchen where Gigi sits at the table looking hungover, gazing at a photo of a man with glasses. Dominic marches past her, ignoring her, and picks up another bag. She watches him with a remorseful expression.
What are you doing?
Leaving.
Why?
Why do you think?
Looking irate, she jumps up and chases him out onto the veranda.
Into the house last night. I drove drunk.
You know, I don't have time for this. I don't have time.
She pursues him round the corner of the veranda.
Give up! Give up! Where's it?
She lies on top of him.
Don't want to be alone right now.
She throws his keys away.
Stop it!
Why can't you stay?
Because I need to focus.
So. Focus! It's a really big house!
You like that?
I need you. I might be at the end of a rope.
Fine, all right. Stay.
Savage!
After wrestling on the floor with him, she backs away on her bottom and with one last kick stands up.
Gorilla.
Pussy.
What's up with my brother? What are you feeding him?
Roast turkey and Miles Davis, of course.
Raphael's making coffee.
Had a dream about you last night, Jean.
That sounds promising.
You were telling me you wanted to sell your shadow for $60.
I could get more than $60.
I bet you could. Hey, would you mind reading this with me?
He's put the coffee pot on her photo. He shows her a notebook.
I'm tired of my shadow pinpointing exactly where I am.
I'm not sure that I follow.
I want to be rid of it.
It's not that simple, lady.
Neither am I.
There's no turning back, you understand?
As
Someone else could find a better use for it.
Thank God, thank God.
She smiles and tugs his sleeve playfully.
Kiss you.
Change of plans. Well, we're not leaving. So upstairs in 5.
Back to work. Huh? Get some relief. And G, just so you know, you fucked up my rib. Really bad. It's killing me.
Let's go. Back to work.
So you write and then you dream? Or you dream and then you write? Which comes first?
I don't know. That's a good question. Sometimes I think the dream is writing me.
He leaves the kitchen. She remains at the table, nibbling a strawberry thoughtfully. He joins Dominic in a bedroom.
So if we find her, why don't we bring her back?
I'm not sure.
Because if we bring her back, the movie ends.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm not sure at all.
What's so special about this cult?
Primary colors, Stanley the dog. Abandoned Pierce, keep that close, abandoned Pierce. Snails, a quote, transcranial magnetic stimulation. Grapefruit the size of cannonballs, the realism of nature combined with the surrealism of nature, a.k.a. whimsy. Aha!
What?
Carles Puyol beats Real Madrid with his head.
Raph, what? Okay, what? So what is all that? Where are you going with all this?
You see how quickly young Ava dropped her robe? You gotta love a girl who can think on her feet, huh? If you're a man with sight, you notice she had a little fur down there. I've been wondering for some time now if the kids have been bringing Bush back. You know, Kojak has been ruling the area for a long time now. Back in the day, your sister had a full-on Joan Baez.
Okay, stop.
Please.
What?
Stop. What? These are my notes. These are things that can spark my vision.
We have to stick with it to get somewhere.
I need to circle the muse. I need to let the character emerge. Oh. I'm not a machine.
You need to circle. You know, you seem to circle a lot of things.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
I'm just saying, man, sometimes you gotta push, man. You gotta jump.
All right. Just forget it. Just back to the story, okay? Just give me something real, man. Something deep, something truthful.
Oh, it rubs me the wrong way when you say deep and truth. It just rubs me the wrong way. The guy who wants success in 10 days, the guy who wants everything now, that guy's gonna talk to me about truth, about depth.
You don't wanna get in there.
Get in where? You're just saying words. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the umphalos of the entire story.
The umphalos?
The navel, the central point.
Fuck you, word of the day.
Dominic's trying to type on his laptop. He looks exasperated. He goes to the window and sees Raphael helping Gigi do a handstand.
You gotta be kidding.
He tears up some paper and sits down at his laptop, rubbing his eyes.
A dark Mediterranean man sits at his computer, a pensive look on his face.
Hi, Ava.
The curious girl enters the room.
Hey, look, Ava, you know, you're a really nice girl, but I thought you were going to be quiet like a mouse.
His brow tightens. She offers him a drink. This is for you.
She puts a scotch on his desk, then watches Raphael and Gigi chatting in the garden.
No, I wasn't. I was just waving to you. Look at those two. The camera says. How's the writing?
I'm stuck.
On what?
She peers over his shoulder.
In our story, my character's hired to find this girl who's wrapped up in a cult. I find her, I don't know what happens next. She's in some kind of trouble.
Well, I know all about trouble.
What do you mean? Well, what kind of trouble have you been wrapped up in?
Well, it depends how you define trouble. And sometimes trouble gives you the answers. Maybe your character is conflicted. This girl is drawn to you. She's involved in something that intrigues you. Question is, do you explore it? Maybe he's falling for her.
He stares at her.
Anyway, if you get stuck again, give me a holler.
She jumps up and leaves. He watches her go, then takes a drink of the scotch. Raphael is outside doing press-ups while the two girls sit on the lawn watching him. They play ball. Raphael gives Gigi a piggyback. They throw bags of water at Ava. The girls lie on top of each other on the grass with Raphael. Dominic's working on his laptop. Raphael stands on a tree trunk reading to the girls. He grabs Gigi, who's in a swimsuit, and kisses her. He lifts her off her feet and spins round. He's playing cards with the two girls at a table under the trees.
So he buys me this 66 Barracuda Fastback. Pearl white, burgundy bucket seats. I love it. I love it. And Wade loves it.
I love it.
For about a week. And then the next week, he's just in a shell. He's curled up. He's in bed. He won't get out of bed. And he's angry, so angry about everything. And he suddenly decides he wants to get rid of it.
What?
Not just the car. He's suddenly obsessed with the Ramapo Indians. To what end? I have no idea.
Gambling. Is that a new thing?
And he's riding the Staten Island Ferry back and forth, back and forth. He's not going to Staten Island. He's just riding the ferry. Says he needs to stay on the water. I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe it's everything that's going on in the world right now. Maybe that's what's setting him off.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were so good for so long. And now we're not connected.
Not working.
I feel like he's bamboozling me. Unless maybe it's me.
No, it's not.
My man is fucked up. I'm sorry, G. I mean, I love you, but I mean, he's got some serious issues. He was in a war. And he was fucking Team Six.
What's Team Six?
Means he was elite, okay? The best at what he did. I mean, anything after that, you know, it has to feel like a letdown to some degree.
What? There's no letdown.
Yeah, man.
No. Come on. You know what I mean. I don't mean that. It's just, you know, now he's a glorified handyman.
Well, let's not glorify the fact that Wayne is a product of the military-industrial complex. I mean, it's sad, but he made choices. What I know is Gigi here is a radiant sunflower, and one who appreciates the sun certainly loves sunflowers.
Gigi beams.
You're in love with him. It's really simple.
Battle of the sexes, people. Men in the lead.
All right, I'll do it. Let's
go. Bobby Riggs.
I'll play around. Let's
do it. On the case.
I play around here. Get this going.
So the gene's gonna go down.
I remember how to do this. Oh, yeah. Dominic is on fire. Winning does make you feel good. I haven't won in a while. Wait a second.
Winning is all. Chiang Kai-shek. Remember that.
This is it. This is how it should be. Friendship is as important as romantic love. Remember that.
The cards of life. Minnesota Fats. Remember that.
It's all in the sauce.
Listen, Raph, here it is.
Oh, yeah?
I've got pages, man. Exciting stuff. This is what happens, okay? Our girl, she's running from everything, you know? Her family, society, you know, the status quo. It's all getting her down. She's found a new life with this cult, and I'll tell you this much, it is beautiful, and I'm wide open to it. Now, what do you think?
I think you're out.
I'm out.
Yes, you got it! I won!
Well done. You still got it.
You're mine. You're mine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, watch out. Okay, you try. Oh! All right, let's do it.
Yes, it is. You get one?
Oh, she must die.
Raphael and Gigi buy fruit from a roadside stall. She strokes his cheek. They kiss. She puts on a straw hat as they walk home. Dominic's at his laptop, smiling and clenching his fist triumphantly as he reads his handiwork. He takes a cigar out of a box and sniffs it as he prints off the script, looking excited. They rehearse together in the bedroom.
Don't be sad, Brenny. You dummy up on me now, you're looking at 99 years in Sing Sing. Where'd you stash the dame?
I'm not telling you where she is.
I don't see that you have much of a choice, bucko.
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
She told me about the light. I'm not talking about a street lamp.
Yeah. The light? You're getting sucked into her cult. I'll be looking for you next.
Hmm. You may not find me.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful scenes you've written. I love it.
It's good, right?
I can't see him right now. You gotta stall him. Make him go away. Something, okay?
Dominic looks out of the window. Wayne's with another man who's staring up at him.
Yo, dude! What's up, man? Come down.
Yeah, be right down.
How you gonna act, man?
I don't know. Oh, cool.
What does Gigi want, bro?
He wants me to be cool.
Cool, man. So just stay here. Cool, Spear. Smoke this, dude.
Chill out. When you're done, you go inside. Cool?
Yeah. Okay. You want me to stay here?
Yeah, stay here. I gotta piss.
He leaves Wayne by the car.
Wait.
Dude, I gotta piss!
Wayne smokes, looks around, and folds his arms, standing by the car. He marches up to the house and climbs the steps to the veranda. He tries the door, then knocks on a window. He checks for a key under an ornament.
Gigi! Gigi!
He moves a box to look for the key, then meets Raphael on the porch.
Hey, killer.
Good is. Holy shit. What are you doing? I didn't know you were gonna fucking be here. What are you doing?
I'm up here with Dominic. Yeah, I'm riding with Dom.
Word.
Yeah, word.
You still acting?
Yeah, I still got the curse.
Good. Well, you still look like a movie star. You get Botox yet? These are new. I saw Dom on Law & Order. Got his ear cut off. He's being such a pussy about it. You still working at the bar?
Yeah, I'm still working at the bar.
So I gotta take care of some stuff with G, so, maybe we have a barbecue later. Yeah?
You mentioned you guys had a little blow-up.
Wearing dark glasses, Wayne turns suddenly and marches back to Raphael and stands very close to him.
She did?
You know, just in passing. Thought maybe you'd want to go get some flowers, bring them up there Clark Gable style.
Oh, is that what you think? Well, all we have up here is flowers. I guess I'm the flowers.
Yeah, I'm just saying. She's still in bed.
She's in bed. You know that? You know that she's in bed? How do you know that she's in bed?
Wayne sniffs Raphael's fingers on both hands.
How do you know she's still in bed?
Raphael chuckles.
You get a lot of information.
Just up here riding with Dom, you know?
He said that. Runs good, don't it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you haven't changed a bit. Look out.
Raphael's smile disappears as Wayne marches indoors to a bedroom door.
G. Hey, G. G?
He enters the empty bedroom and sits on the maid bed. He looks around. He touches Gigi's nightdress, then picks up a pair of her pants. Dominic is on the drive next to the car with Wayne's brother, Devon.
Hey, man, nice haircut, dude. I like the way you're wearing it.
Thanks, man, thanks.
You know, what's going on? I thought you were driving to L.A.
Dude, so did I. We got to Ohio and Wayne pulled a 180. Wants to work it out with Gigi.
How long are you gonna stay, you think?
Dude, I don't know. Could be a while. Hey, can you do me a favor? There's a black bag in there. It's Wayne's. Can you grab it? Just in the back, dude.
Yeah, no, I got it. What is this?
Oh, bro, it's my headshot, man.
What do you need a headshot for?
It's for my show.
What show?
You didn't hear, dude? I got my own show. Wayne's such a dick.
I don't get it.
Dude, I don't get it either, bro. I'm just teaching my class in Point Pleasant one day, surfing. You guys like the best day of my life every day. And I'm getting changed on the beach, right? And this guy comes up to me, and he's like, hey, bro, I've been watching you. And I'm like, hey, bro, what the fuck, man? Because I thought he was trying to pick me up, dude.
Yeah.
Man, happens that this guy works for Jerry Bruckheimer, dude.
Jerry Bruckheimer?
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Bruckheimer?
Yeah, dude, he did Armageddon. He does the Amazing Race, like all these huge things.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Jerry Bruckheimer, yeah, dude. He called me on my cell phone. I could pick up and like, hello? I'm like, okay, yeah, what's up, dude? Go fuck yourself. Because I thought it was Vosper calling me. Dude, it's really Jerry Bruckheimer. He called me up and he's like, hey, man, I want you to come in. I want to talk about your show. So I go in, I sit down with him, dude. You know what? Great guy, man. He's wearing these tight jeans. He's kind of staring. He's got these beady eyes. So I'm like, hey, man, you know?
Yeah.
Is everything cool here? And he's like, yeah, everything's cool here. So then, dude, we start talking.
Yeah.
And we just get each other, dude. He's like my other brother from another mother, dude. We're just mano-y-mano, really vibing out. And then he turns to me, he's like, you're my guy.
guy for what?
Dude, for my show I just told you about. It's a reality show about my life, bro. I'm gonna teach guest celebrities how to surf, and they're gonna compete. Dude, it's like Dancing with the Stars meets the It Factor, meets like American Idol, meets like we're gonna party. Sick!
How much they paying you for this?
Dude.
Can't tell you. Signed a confidentiality agreement.
It's a lot. It's a lot of money, dude.
Hey, man, dude, hang on a sec, man. My new agents are working out the contracts, fucking UTA.
UTA?
Yeah, dude, United Talent Agency.
UTA?
Yeah, I call them UTA, fuck with them.
UTA, man, that's Bob, Dev.
Hey, man, what are you up to, dude?
That's
me. What are you doing, yeah? Wayne said you were on L.A. Law, and you got your ear cut off or something?
That was a while ago, but yeah.
Oh, he
but
said
that's
he...
great news,
yeah,
Dad. That's
right.
Awesome news. That's awesome. The door's that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, look at all the chimes, man. Everywhere, just chimes.
Okay, man. I'll see you inside.
Dominic runs onto the road as Gigi speeds away.
God damn it!
Did Gigi just pull out?
She did.
What'd she do that for? Did she know I was here?
I don't know, Mr. Wayne. Tell me something.
I'm here.
Wayne.
Wayne bends Dominic's hand back.
Whew. You all right?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I really don't know. I didn't, if she knew you were here, I didn't.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to do that. I was just,
It's good, see? I'm good. I'm cool.
You okay?
I'm okay, yeah. You okay? What's...
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. I'm good.
That's cool.
You know, Gigi hasn't been picking up my calls for a few days, so... But I'm good, you know?
You guys, gonna have it out or something? I mean...
Absolutely not. Negative.
Because, you know, I'm up here, I'm...
Is she gonna break up with me?
You know... Wayne, I don't know what she's gonna do. I really don't know. I'm up here. I'm trying to work.
Yeah, that's what Raph said. You guys are working up here.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were gonna be up here, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a surprise.
Well, I told G, you know?
What are you guys doing here? What's Raph doing here?
He's writing a script with me. We're trying to write a screenplay.
About what? You know,
it's about some fucked up, you know, it's like some noir stuff, some... missing people and things like
that. That's cool, man. I'm not gonna get in the way of that. I'm just wanted to see G, man. I don't know, she's been picking up my calls. But I'm here to make it cool, you know? It's cool. I mean, is she cool? Do you think she's cool?
What do you think?
What do you think? Is she being uncool? I'm asking you a question. Can you focus?
Okay.
I'm saying that I'm cool, and I'm wondering if she's cool. Is she cool?
She's gonna come back.
I'm just asking if she's cool.
She's been normal.
Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
No.
I'm just asking, is she cool?
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Don't worry about it.
Wayne opens the back of his car.
Where's my bag?
Huh?
Where's my bag?
I don't know. Maybe that's it there.
What's it doing over there?
It's on the veranda.
What's it doing over here?
I have no idea. I didn't
touch...
Hey, man,
I'm really sorry about that. I didn't mean to... You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Dominic nods, looking worried as he watches Wayne pick up his bag and go inside.
All right, see you later, Wayne.
Dominic strides purposefully away. He's walking in woods with Raphael, holding his script.
We're being pushed out.
It's a reality surfer show, so what?
So what? It starts with a stupid surfer show or Idol, Top Model, then you're Jennifer Hudson winning a fucking Oscar.
Do you want to work?
But you act like you don't care.
I don't care.
I don't know. What are we missing? You know, I mean, what? What? Maybe Devin, and maybe he just has it.
Definitely has it.
So you agree he has it?
He's a beach bum. He's a pleasure seeker.
What does that have to do with having it?
Oh, you mean it?
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I thought you meant id.
Do you think he has that something special, Jesus Christ, Raph?
I wouldn't go so far as to say Endless Summer has it, whatever that is exactly.
Maybe people are seeing something in him that they just don't see in us. And that something is it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's on TV, we're not. He's got a big agent, we don't. But I bet you in a year, he's doing a war film with Ed Harris, and you and I are still shaking cosmos in Brooklyn talking about Bertolt Brecht.
Not gonna change my philosophy for living because Devin got a reality TV show.
John, what is it? Come on, I mean, what? Okay, so what is this so-called philosophy for living, Raph? So last I looked, you were a 40-year-old bartender. I don't give a motherfuck about Idol. I don't give a motherfuck about Jennifer Hudson, surfing, it, or whatever you're talking about. Now, I want to end this conversation. Either you're doing something wrong or you're doing everything right. And that could mean that you just don't have it. If you have talent, if you have real talent, you don't question it. The people that constantly question it are the mediocre ones. And that's what you are, mediocre.
Is that how you really feel about me?
Holding up the script, Dominic fixes on Raphael.
I mean, what? Is that how you really feel?
You're doing it right now!
What? I'm doing what?
You're begging approval. You have this pathetic need for validation. Look at you, even from me. Even from me, the 40-year-old bartender.
Well, at least I'm putting myself out there. At least I'm going for something. You know what? That takes courage. You're doing nothing! You become a novelty act.
And I'll tell you something. You're kidding yourself if you think my sister would ever have a serious relationship with you. You're an entertainment. No one we know takes you seriously. No one. You're a fucking joke.
Raphael lunges at Dominic, knocking him to the ground and pressing his arm across his neck. He stands up. Dominic remains on the ground, lying on his back, holding his neck. Raphael looks down at him and sighs. Dominic pants, eyes shut. Raphael looks at him, then turns, brushing back his straggly black hair with one hand. He glances at Dominic again, then leaves, lumbering away through the woods. Wayne's in a workshop. Devon's ogling Ava, who's outside, legs in the air, reading.
Take a blowtorch to this fucking place. Dude, some chick out here, bro. It's like a mirage. She's so fucking hot, dude. You know her?
That's Ava. She used to work for Gigi. You're not gonna land her the way you do those L.A. skanks. A couple of tiki drinks and some coke.
Hey, dude, nobody drinks tiki drinks. Do you think I can fuck her, bro?
Wayne throws down a power tool onto a workbench.
See all this stuff out here? See all this?
Yeah.
This is my stuff. Gigi put all my stuff out here.
You wanna bring it back in?
She thinks it's over. She's wrong.
Well, you think there's a chance it might be?
Might be what?
Over, dude.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
Come on, man. What did I do, dude?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
What are you doing?
Nothing, man.
Nothing? What are you doing? Hey.
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 Why? Why?
What are you doing, man? What are you doing? Stop.
What are you prepared to
no,
do?
No, dude, Wayne, don't get yourself worked
up. Let me
ask
you something.
Dude, chill.
Is God big and white?
Wayne, don't get yourself worked up.
Do you believe in the Pope?
Dude, chill out. Stay in the pocket, dude. Stay in the pocket.
I'm in the pocket.
No, you're not.
Are you in the pocket?
No, dude, you want the same shit to happen in the city? You want that to happen here? Do you? Do you, man?
Okay. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, me too, man. Hey, tell me this.
What?
She 18?
It's raining. Raindrops disturb the surface of a lily pond. Raphael climbs over a rail. He stands on the end of a jetty, staring ahead across a lake. Dressed, he steps forward and jumps in, arms by his side. He disappears under the water. Ava's lying on a bench in the garden, eyes shut, an open book on top of her torso.
Hey.
Hi.
What's happening? You look nice and comfy.
I feel comfy.
You know Wayne?
I do.
I'm his brother, Devin. You're Ava.
I am.
Hey.
Welcome to our illustrious country home, Wayne's brother, Devin.
I surf.
Cool. Professionally?
Yeah, but that's not all I do. I'm a philanthropist. Got my own clothing line.
Devin! Devin!
Hey, man,
I gotta get in the park, man.
Right. Car keys.
They're in the visor.
Wayne runs off. Ava seems concerned.
He's fine. So, like, what do you do? What are you professional at? Wayne said you're an entrepreneur.
Did I just see Wayne drive down the road?
Yeah, he just took a drive to get his head straight.
Gigi squats by a rosemary bush.
Hi, Deb.
Hey, G. Just met Ava. She's very pretty. You know, Wayne really wants to work it out with you.
Gigi circles with her finger by her head to indicate crazy.
He's trying, you know. He's really trying.
He's crazy.
She goes into the house. Devin smiles at Ava. Dominic's on the phone.
Izzy, I didn't get your messages. The service is in and out up here.
I had to go to the emergency animal hospital. All night with him.
The service is bad. If I knew, of course I would have called you if I knew Benny hurt his eye. I mean, what? Just tell me what happened? Tell me what happened. I mean, is he okay?
I don't want to talk to you until you're done writing this screenplay or whatever it is.
Are you serious?
Don't call.
Are you seriously doing this to me right now? Can you put Benny on speakerphone? I want to talk to him.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not putting your dog.
Put him on speakerphone. I want to talk to him. Izzy, are you there? You okay?
Jesus!
Devin, you just scared the shit out of me. All right, dude, chill out. You're in the country. It's illustrious here.
Raphael, soaked, talks to Gigi through a window.
How you doing, babe?
Oh, what the hell? What happened to you?
Me and your brother are getting down to the deeper truths. Mm-hmm. How's it going with you and Wayne?
I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah? Mm. Well, if you need me, shoot up a flare, okay? You still got it. Look, I'm throwing a goddamn party here tonight, lighting this place up. You got an old suit in there in the collection for me? I need a good MC
vibe. A party? Yeah, sure.
You know, freshen up.
I have suits, of course.
Okay, good. Yeah.
They smile at each other.
You smelled that night jasmine, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice smell.
He shrugs and leaves. Gigi looks thoughtful. Devin standing next to a surfboard on the lawn. Raphael climbs into the convertible. Devin leans on the passenger door.
Hold up, Broham.
What's up, superstar? I heard about your show. Congrats.
Thanks, friend. Nice ride.
What do you want, Dev?
Where are you going?
I'm going to the store.
Are you gonna get something for Gigi?
I'm gonna get a little something for everybody. You want me to pick you up a nice rosé there, Venice?
Your eyes, my eyes. Your eyes, my eyes, bro. I'm watching you all day.
Devin backs away. Ava sprints over to the car and jumps in next to Raphael, who puts his arm around her.
Hi. Hi, Devin.
They drive off, smiling and waving. Devin stares at them open-mouthed. Gigi's in the kitchen cooking. She licks the wooden spoon as she turns away from the stove. She puts the spoon down and licks her fingers and dries them with a cloth, which she slings over her shoulder as she picks up her phone.
Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
She checks a foil-covered dish in the oven, then takes the lid off a large pot.
What's all that noise?
Cooking.
What are you cooking?
She stirs a pot.
Everything.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Manta.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Come around the corner, by the pond.
He arranges a cushion on a seat on the grass.
Hey. How's the sauce?
Good. Oh, what are those?
Would you like to have a seat?
Where'd you get them? Did you take them?
Don't worry about where I got them. Just sit down, please. I want to talk.
Did you take those chairs from somebody's porch?
I borrowed them.
Bring him back. Jesus.
Thought we would sit down and talk and be nice. What are you being so uptight about?
You asked me to marry you.
How is that a bad thing? I don't see how this is a bad thing.
How and when you did it is a bad thing. And then you just took off? That's a bad thing. I mean, what were you thinking?
I don't know. My head was fucked up, okay? But I've been thinking about this for a long time. Okay?
Jesus Christ, Wayne.
Jesus Christ, what? What do you want from me? I love you. I want to marry you.
Oh, I don't know.
Where are you going? Please, don't you think I know what's wrong with me? Please, come back. Please come back here. I got something for you. It's an anger card. Just read it. Sit down. Sit down.
I don't want to sit. There's nothing really worth getting angry about. What are you angry about this time? Are you asking me this? I don't get it.
No, that's to myself. I've been carrying that around for a few weeks now. I write stuff down that...
Triggers?
Yeah. The more I write it out, the more I can start to see the...
Patterns?
Patterns. And then I can start to figure some of that shit out.
Okay. This is very evolved for you. Is this some kind of trick?
What do you think? No, it's not a trick. Okay, it's a trick. You're being tricked.
Lights. Yeah, okay, I know that one. Louis the Super?
Yeah, that fucking guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Me too, for that matter. Rain. Rain gets you mad?
No, not the rain. That's umbrellas. Umbrellas. People aren't careful. You get your eye poked out. They could easily lift it up, or they could tilt it, and they don't fucking do that. They're getting poked with a fucking umbrella.
I don't see anything on here about the Barracuda.
Are you listening? Are you really reading this? I'm working my way up to the big one.
Why would you wait till now to give me this after you've caused all these problems? You do something like this, and then you propose. That's reasonable, but... Not on the heels of a huge argument. And then
did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do.
Stop it!
Well, the dream that was walking... that was a little high.
Stop.
Well, the...
Stop.
I love you.
I didn't want you to leave. I never want you to leave. But you're always fucking leaving.
Well, I'm working on it, baby. What do you think the card's all about? I don't want to leave. I don't want you to leave either.
They embrace.
Let's get married.
Oh my God.
Good. Oh my God.
I can't believe it. You did it again.
What am I doing?
You're not getting it.
Dominic is in the house looking at framed family photos hanging on the wall. There's one of him drinking through a straw, one of a man with mouth and eyes wide open as if surprised, and another of Wayne and Gigi posing playfully. She has a number 3 pinned to her T-shirt as if they were dancing in a competition. Dominic looks at his phone, then listens to a voicemail.
Dominic!
bad news. The money went away for our little project. So I won't be needing your script. But hey, these things happen, you know? So you gotta stick it out. I mean, the money was there, now it's not. It's very frustrating, but what can you do? Okay, take care, babe. I gotta go. Bye.
Dominic looks down at his phone with an anguished expression.
Fuck.
Nighttime, he's outside in the garden with the others drinking from a bottle. Wayne holds an empty beer bottle over his mouth. Dominic dances manically. He swigs from a bottle and wipes his face. Wayne and Dominic, Devon and Ava dance frenetically. Wayne puts an arm around Dominic.
You were crying. Why were you crying?
Because they sliced my ear off, dude.
Yeah, but that's not what would happen. That's blunt trauma. You'd go into shock or something.
Well, how do you have you had your ear cut off? How the fuck do you know?
No, but I've been shot. I got a piece of shrapnel on my thigh. I've seen my buddies get their fingers blown off. That's not what happens. You're going to shock.
All right, well, this guy, it was very close to my head, man. It hit, like, nerves and shit. Yeah.
What about playing, like, an interior decorator?
Can you...
Or maybe, like, a...
Can you help me with
hairdresser?
Stop it. Come on, Wayne.
Should we do a shot? Yes.
In the kitchen, Gigi pours shots for Ava and herself. They knock them back. Gigi smiles as she looks out at the garden. Outside, she drinks from a bottle watched by Wayne. She holds her arms over her head and dances in a Latin style with bare feet. She spins round and holds up the skirt of the blue satin dress she's wearing, exposing her legs. Raphael watches her dance. She spins round near Wayne. They hold up bottles and glasses to toast each other.
I want you right there. You, give me a little one of those.
I want you.
Right there.
I didn't get any eyeballs.
Check, check, check. DJ Fluxus is going to juxtaposition your whole position, people. Everyone back down on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Raphael operates the stereo. Smiling, he beckons Gigi for a dance. Ava kicks up her heels in red bell bottoms. Devon watches, scowling as Dominic wraps his arms around Ava. Gigi holds Ava from behind as they laugh. Raphael dances with his hands on his hips. Dominic and Gigi dance, holding up their arms. Devon spins Ava around, lifting her in his arms. Wayne dances in front of smiling Gigi. Ava puts her arms around Dominic's neck. He holds up his hands in submission. They all dance frenetically. Raphael grabs Ava for a dance. Gigi clings to Wayne. Raphael watches them as he dances with Ava. Wayne and Gigi cling to each other. Ava jives with Devon. Standing still, hands on hips, Raphael watches Gigi and Wayne go off together. He seems upset. Unaware, Dominic dances manically in front of him. Gigi and Wayne are kissing beneath some trees strung with lights.
Listen to me, you're my everything. You're all that means anything to me. My ice cream sundae. Understand? Get me? I want to go to Niagara Falls and have honeymoon.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. I guess there's some good dance moves.
You too.
Thanks.
Cold water doesn't bother me. I can keep my hand in there all night.
Maybe you should do that.
Devon kisses Ava with his hand in an ice bucket.
No. Sorry.
Oh, what the fuck? You're not into this?
Raphael dances drunkenly on his own, holding a bottle of beer. Dominic dances with Ava. She drags him away and kisses him in a doorway. Raphael plays an album and dances by the stereo, looking around with a puzzled expression.
Everybody on the dance floor! Everybody come down!
We can do the honeymoon now, and if that goes well, then we get married later. You know what I mean?
I like that.
And maybe if we get really crazy, we could drive to Canada, keep on driving to Montreal. Is that something you'd want to do? Would you want to do that? Do you want to do that?
Ava and Dominic gaze at each other.
What?
Look, I'm sorry. It's, you know, I have a girlfriend.
That's not what I'm talking about.
They all sit round a fire.
Okay, next. Do you know what the main ingredient of the marshmallow is?
Sugar!
No.
Horse.
Fructose?
Okay. No. What?
Horse hoof.
Hooves.
Oh, my God.
Hooves.
Okay. Oatmeal, too.
Politics. Politics, people. Politics. Politics, people. All right, last one. Who's on the $500 bill?
William McKinley. William McKinley. William McKinley, bitches.
Dude, who the fuck knows that?
No one. That's the point. William McKinley was a fucking president of the United States, and no one knows who he is. I mean, everybody knows who Washington is, Lincoln, fucking Ben Franklin wasn't even a president, and he's on some money. But what the fuck did William McKinley do?
He got assassinated.
He did get assassinated. Does anybody know?
He's president.
I never even heard of him.
They don't even make $500 bills anymore.
What's your point?
My point is, McKinley never made his mark.
Oh. So you're a man on a mission?
Yeah, I'm a man on a mission. You know, I want to make a mark.
What then?
I don't know. That's it, you know? I get to live my life doing what I love again and again and again and again.
And then we die, and then it's over, and who cares? We're all fucking just bacteria, dude. What am I so caught up in making a mark for?
I wake up every morning with this pain in my stomach like I did something wrong, and I don't want to feel that shit anymore.
Shame.
I don't know what it is, but I don't want to feel it. So.
Talk about self-loathing. Shame.
Wayne nods.
You gotta look to it, man. Everything else will come.
He swigs a can of beer.
I don't know.
But you do know. Exactly that. The weight of all this stuff gets lifted when you embrace love. All of this other stuff is real, but it's good to align yourself with love. It helps. What's the point if we don't have love?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Yeah, dude, love, riding high energy. When I surf, I feel love. A wave is like a wavelength of energy. It's moving water, and I'm riding the surface. Dude, think about that. I mean, I'm in perfect harmony with Mother Nature when I'm surfing. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's on it, yes, that's on it. That sort of thing.
I love Gigi. I love Gigi, too.
I love you.
Take it easy, Tiger. He loves you, too.
I'm serious.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
Here, dude, have a marshmallow.
Love me.
Look, I love myself.
Hey, mustard or mayo. Mustard or mayo.
Love is a giant pickle.
I'm in love with you. These people, they don't know what we're talking about. I'm in love with you. Wayne, I'm sorry you have to hear this. You know, I got nothing against you.
Wayne's smile fades. Devon looks serious.
There's something alive here between Gigi and me.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day, you wanted to drive down the Pan American Highway with me? You remember that? You wanted to drive all the way down there with me? But I wasn't ready.
These last few days have been so...
Sincere, man.
Gigi, I can love you like you never, ever, ever. Like Earth, like magic. Just meet me in my car at 4 a.m. Don't bring anything. We're gonna make that drive.
He turns and leaves. Dominic and Ava look concerned as they watch him walk away. Gigi smiles at Wayne and strokes his cheek. Ava and Dominic look wistful. Dominic, head bowed, looks serious, standing alone by the house. He joins his hands together, looking anxious. Devon's in Raphael's car, reading.
Hey, Dev, you're in the wrong car.
Devon gets out of the car and looks at Raphael.
Sorry.
He floors Raphael with a punch.
Good night.
Raphael, lying on the ground, feels his nose, then rolls onto his back, lying next to a white suitcase. The sun shines in a clear blue sky, the outside of the house. Raphael is asleep at the wheel of his car parked in the garden. Bells hang on a heart-shaped wind chime. Raphael wakes, frowning. There's a note rolled up on his windscreen. He reaches out to get it, reading the handwritten message. Raphael reads, "You're a gift. Your shadow and my shadow. Kiss, Gigi." He tosses the note onto the passenger seat. He sits back, staring ahead. Ava comes out of the house onto the veranda with the script and sits with Raphael, smiling at him.
What's up, big boy?
He leans forward, looking hungover. She holds a bottle of beer against his bruised face. He smiles and touches his face when she removes the bottle. He sits back, leaning against a pillar. She stands up and walks away, staring out at the garden, then turns to face him, head on one side.
You know, I like what you guys have written so far.
Yeah, what do you like about it?
I like that they fall in love. But does she follow through with the double cross? That would be heartbreaking.
It would.
She descends the steps of the veranda. Wind chimes sway in the breeze, colourful flower pots, garden ornaments. Dominic and Raphael sit in the sunshine on the steps of the veranda. Raphael takes a bottle of beer out of a bucket and gives it to Dominic. He takes one for himself. They both swig in unison. Raphael pushes back his hair. They both stare ahead. Dominic is sitting next to a board covered in colourful notes. Dominic turns to look at the notes. So does Raphael. Then they stare ahead.
Think she goes through with the double cross?
I absolutely do.
The end.
Baby, it's
about it all the way in Detroit City. We're gonna take you down south to Miami, people, where they need to get sick and sick and sick and dirty. Oh, fuck you.